Judith Dugdale was the granddaughter of Sir William Dugdale, the 17th century famed antiquarian. Her letter to her daughter Isabella in 1727 is a bit of a rant about the failings of her son William, at this time a man of 25. Listen out for numerous references that fix this document firmly in the 18th century. References to hunting, powder and shot, periwigs, dicing, etc.
Philongley, 11th of October, 1727. Daughter, I wish you would let my son Will's old periwigs be new made up. It is a sad thing he's so idle as not to shave himself. He is very chargeable keeping. He will not eat nothing by his good will but dainties. Eats a deal and drinks abundance, and so does his horse. Always goes a-hunting. He spends abundance in powder and shot at one's fellows when he goes a-hunting on one huntsman and such fellows. Trouble him. Frank Bartlett is a rogue. Pray, what did you pay him? I would know. My son drinks several gallons of beer a day, and malt is very dear, and so is short of provision. He is apt to dice and call at any house for to drink, which vexes me. The Mrs. Boughtons are very pretty women, but I fear will never like him, for they are so genteel, and he does not dress nor go handsome, and is apt to be drunk and silly in his drink. He lies by the fire in his periwig. He should wear caps instead, for the wigs soon stink. My blessing to you and son, your affectionate mother, Judith Dugdale. P.S. I want my money very much.
William did eventually marry Anne Grosvenor in 1732. Sadly, he was killed in a fall from his horse on the hunting field in the following year. As for those wigs, perhaps his new wife had already taken the matter in hand.